Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. We're now 4 days out from decision time for voters in Pennsylvania and Delaware. As for the rest of the nation, the decision for now seems to be to pay less attention to the presidential primary process. Now let's pay attention to Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, we're still 3 months out from the nominating conventions, and there are already signs of burnout.
That's what we see here at Gallup. Every month we ask people, how closely are you following news about the election campaign? And we expected it to rise every month as the excitement builds. And as we know, we still don't have nominees determined. 31% were following it very closely in January, and then it was 34% in February, and then it was 40% in March. So we were building. But then when we measured it in April, it had actually, instead of going up, had fallen back down to 37%. Not a lot, but clearly the momentum was off and fewer Americans telling us that they're following the election closely. So I think there may be, what you say, some signs of burnout there.
Does Gallup expect it to rise because that's what history shows?
Well, our expectations that it would go up were based on the fact that the campaign was still very much in evidence. We're still campaigning hard. These primaries that in previous years didn't matter all of a sudden do matter, like Pennsylvania's and Delaware, as you mentioned a moment ago. So that's why we expected it to go up.
I presume the parties, and particularly the Republican Party, would wish there was a little bit less attention and excitement, meaning that this process was already locked up.
I think they would. A couple of different bits of data on that. For one thing, we know that Republicans tell us they would like for a nominee to be selected before the convention. They don't want to wait around to the convention and have it decided there, even though I should point out that would be great for our news interest and the ratings and all that. Wouldn't it be an exciting convention if we didn't know who the nominee was going to be?
You bet.
Republicans would like to have it out of the way, according to our data, fairly overwhelmingly. They say it would be much better, like two-thirds of Republicans say it would be better to go ahead and have the nominee selected before the convention. But we also know, and I think this is a critical point, that Republicans think this whole process so far is hurting their party's image. 63%, that's a key number, 63% of Republicans say the campaign process hurting the Republican Party at this point. We had asked that question back when Romney was battling for the nomination in 2012, and only 40% said it was hurting their party. Same thing back in 2000, we had asked 2008, we had asked it about the Democratic fight between Obama and Hillary Clinton, and only 48% of Democrats said it was hurting the party. So this 63% of Republicans who say it's hurting their party is really significant. The Republicans, rank and file Republicans across the country, think it's the whole process is not good for the GOP.
How does that contrast with the Democratic Party?
Well, the Democrats are happy with the process. 24%. Right now, of Democrats say the whole thing is hurting the image of the Democratic Party. So even though Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are battling each other, that doesn't seem to bother the average Democrat. And they say this is business as usual and it's not hurting the image of our party.
Frank, who do Americans say will emerge come November?
Yeah, very interesting question. This is not who would you vote for, but who do you think will be the nominee? 70% of Americans say that it'll be Hillary Clinton. Back in January, that was 58%. And these data were collected through last Sunday. That was before the New York primary, which Hillary Clinton won by 16 points over Bernie Sanders. So 70% say it will be Hillary Clinton. Democrats at 74% who say it'll be Hillary Clinton. And for Republicans, Americans say it'll be Donald Trump, not by as big a margin. 55% of Americans said it would be Donald Trump who will be the nominee. 20% Cruz, and a lonely 3% John Kasich. And again, these data were collected through Sunday, so that was prior to Donald Trump beating everybody else handily by over 30 points in the New York primary last Tuesday.
Do potential voters feel that Trump and Clinton, as well as Cruz, Kasich, and Sanders, are hitting on the issues of importance to them?
They do, based on our perspective. To be specific, about 6 in 10 Americans say yes, the candidates are talking about the issues that they really care about. By they, I mean the people themselves. And that's about where that's been historically. So we're not out of sync with people thinking the issues are being discussed from what we found previously. And I should point out our April update on what's the most important problem facing the country, Dave, shows that those issues are, at least based on what people say are the big problems facing the country, the economy, dysfunctional government, jobs, immigration, and race relations. Those are the top 5 problems facing the country. And as I mentioned, the majority of Americans say, generally speaking, the candidates are hitting on the issues that they care about.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.